A good friend and pastor told me of an extraordinary incident in his life that lasted less than 10 seconds. He was in a hotel in Brazil. As I walked from one room to the other, there was a sudden sense of the presence of God. The joy was incalculable. He said, "For that very brief moment, I would have endured anything." He referred to various trials he has had over the years, including him and his wife raising their daughter, who remained in diapers and never walked or talked and died at age 16. "Anything," he stressed. "It made me ask, whatever will heaven be like? It reminds me of the line from E.E. Hewitt's hymn, 'When we all get to heaven, just one glimpse of him in glory will the toils of life repay. One glimpse will do it then, one glimpse will do it now.'" I should make it clear that this book is not primarily about seeing God, although one must not rule out that possibility. God has surprising ways of showing up. However, this book is rather about the sense, the consciousness and awareness of God's presence. My friend did not see anything in that hotel room. He felt God's presence for a few seconds. So one wonders, whatever will it be like when we get to heaven? I reckon that our present sufferings are not worth comparing with the glory that will be revealed in us. Romans chapter 8, verse 18. This book will conclude with the presence of God in heaven, and yet we may experience the presence of God now because we are seated with Christ in the heavenly places. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 6. Therefore, what follows is about the presence of God on earth, in the here and now. I'm writing about the same God who dwells in heaven, who chooses to manifest himself to lowly creatures on earth. For the glory of the Lord fills the universe. To what extent may you and I feel God's presence today is the question. And the answer is far more than many of us have realized. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9 says, "Eye has not seen nor ear heard, nor has it entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for those who love him." And it is usually quoted with reference to what it will be like when we get to heaven. And yet the following verse says, "But God has revealed them to us by his Spirit." Verse 10. The Holy Spirit can bring heaven forward. Some Puritans call this experience heaven on earth. In the words of another great hymn, "Jesus, the very thought of thee," by Bernard of Clairvaux, "the love of Jesus, what it is, none but his loved ones know." What is the difference between feeling God's presence now and being in his presence in heaven? The answer is that when we get to heaven, we will be glorified. We will all be changed. We will be imperishable, our transformed bodies immortal. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 51 through 53. One glimpse of Jesus' face will make us like him. 1 John chapter 3, verse 2. Glorification will mean the absence of sin, temptation, sorrow, tears, death, pain, insecurity, and worry. The former things will have passed away. Revelation chapter 21, verse 4. Seeing the face of Jesus directly and immediately will make this happen. Feeling his presence now is but a taste of the glory to come. This book, therefore, is about the presence of God before we get to heaven, while we are in our mortal, perishable, lowly bodies, and when we are still sinful, insecure, vulnerable, and carnal.